And a good morning to you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. A warm welcome to the OXO program and a warm welcome back for the very first time this week, getting very near to Christmas, to Katie. Hi, Katie.
Hello, Tony. Hello, everyone.
Getting excited?
Oh, yes, I'm very, very thrilled. I've got all my shopping done now, anyway.
Only 4 days.
Yes, so it doesn't take long once you get out and do it.
Yes, you've done all your shopping. Bought the wrapping paper?
Oh, no.
Because Philip's got to do that, you know.
I've forgotten all about that. Yes, I'll have to get some wrapping paper and some string.
And young David is probably getting terribly excited,
oh,
is he?
He's looking in all the corners. It's terribly difficult to keep anything out of his sight, yes. You know. He's full of interests now, looking in all the cupboards.
Can he sing yet?
Oh, well, he thinks so.
Yeah, that's the main thing. Because, as you know, last Christmas we had Ding Dong Merrily on High, all the disc jockeys at 12 midnight. Christmas morning sang.
Lovely.
Disastrously, too. Particularly me. Ding Dong Merrily on High. So we're practicing a new car, which I'm not going to tell you about. You'll have to be listening for this Christmas Eve.
Oh, I shall listen.
And we've been rehearsing and rehearsing.
Marvelous.
So I hope you like it. And Philip's pretty excited about the whole thing.
Oh, yes, he takes it rather casually at the moment, you know.
Philip, if you're listening, you've got a lot of packing to do.
It takes nine good things to make each little cube.
It takes protein, meat stock, flour, yeast, caramel, salt, spices, onion, and beef. In fact, it takes the extract from more than its own weight in beef to make your OXO. That's why OXO puts so much goodness in your cooking.
OXO gives a meal.
Man the peel.
Boom, boom, boom. And just before Katie gives you the very important message about OXO and about recipes, and I assist her, I'd like you to listen to this disc that's doing so very well in our fabulous 40. What Ding Dong Merrily on High recipe have you for us today, Katie?
Well, I expect by now people have decided on their turkeys and Christmas and chickens for Christmas. So, well, today I thought I'd bring a recipe along for a really super kind of stuffing.
Now, this is just the right time, and I'm sure everyone will be very interested in this. So I hope you're all ready, folks. Already? Well, let's go. And this does, Katie, sound really delicious. You mix 3 ounces of raisins, 3 ounces of raisins, 3 ounces of chopped walnuts, and 4 ounces of fresh breadcrumbs. 3 ounces of raisins, 3 ounces of chopped walnuts, and 4 ounces of fresh breadcrumbs. Just quickly again, 3 ounces of raisins, 3 ounces of walnuts, and 4 ounces of fresh breadcrumbs. Now comes the flavorable part. Dissolve 1 golden OXO cube, golden OXO, please note, dissolve 1 golden OXO cube in 1 tablespoon of very hot water. Dissolve 1 golden OXO cube in 1 tablespoon of very hot water. Add it to the other ingredients with 1 small egg, added to the other ingredients with 1 small egg and 2 ounces of melted butter. Added to the other ingredient with 1 small egg and 2 ounces of melted butter, and your stuffing is ready. That's 1 golden OXO plus 1 egg, 2 ounces of melted butter, and you dissolve the golden OXO cube, which is very important, in 1 tablespoon of very hot water. Mmm, I can smell that turkey already, Katie. Is that recipe enough for all of you here, enough for all of us here on the ship?
Oh, no, I shouldn't think so. It's about right for a big chicken or a small turkey, but you'd better double up on the amounts for a larger bird.
OXO gives a meal.
Man the peel.
For poem, as millions of housewives are finding out. Well, we have time for this disc, and then Katie and I will be back to say goodbye. Well, that's it for another day, Katie. You'll be back tomorrow.
I love turkeys, don't you?
Oh, so do I.
Oh, can't wait.
When you said about just enough for, you know, one, we've got six.
Six?
Yes.
Have you?
Two messes. You see, the Dutch and the English mess, but we're all getting together for Christmas, so we have six turkeys and chickens, and we do ourselves very proudly at Christmas.
Oh, how splendid. Your cook's going to be very busy.
They work continuously all the time, but after Christmas dinner, which is a lunchtime, we then they help themselves, all the boys help themselves, and the chefs have a very well-earned rest all the next day.
Oh, my goodness. but how delicious.
You having any special guests for Christmas?
Oh, yes, yes. I have some friends along, yes.
We'll be thinking of you on Christmas Day.
If you have time, I think you're going to be pretty busy, won't you?
Anyway, we don't have to wish them a Merry Christmas now, because we'll be seeing you tomorrow, won't we?
Yes, of course.
Bye-bye, Katie.
Bye-bye.